Okay, today's daf Mem Zayin, or Mem Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Misha ba, guy walks into town, Vamer, and he says, Ger ani, I'm a ger. So, Yochal Yekablanu, I would think we accept him. I wouldn't anybody say that if it wasn't true. I would think we accept him. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, Itcha, Itcha. B'muchzak l'cha. In other words, he's muchzak that he's a ger. We have to know he's a ger. Can't walk into town a ger. But muchzak l'cha, it has to be muchzak.
That really is the case.
What?
Somebody came into shul over here and said he was a ger.
Yeah.
Did we even blink?
Correct. So the truth is, the Tosfos says, this is only true if he was muchzak that he was a guy. If we knew he's a guy. And now he walks in, by the way, I'm Ger. Where did that happen? Everybody knows about that.
That makes more sense.
But, yeah. If the guy walks in, hi, I'm Jewish. We don't question. It's only when we know for sure he was a guy first. That's one thing Tosfos says.
Yeah, I can imagine you ask the guy if he's Jewish, the next time somebody comes inside for an aliyah.
Right. So, no, because it's a migu.
He could have said, he deserves it.
No.
He could have said, I'm a Jew.
Right.
But he didn't. He said, I'm a Ger.
Right.
So once he says that, it's like a woman who walks into the town and says, I was married and I was divorced. She didn't have to say anything. She could have walked in, I'm a single girl. But she comes and says that, we believe her. Same thing over here. If a guy walks in and says, I'm Jewish, we believe him. That's only if we didn't know. If we knew he was a guy beforehand, then we need some proof. Where's the Bezdin that was Megayer you? Right? The Ritva says another thing, no matter what we believe you, because it's called Milsa da Avida Ligluya. It's something that could be verified. And something that could be verified, people will not lie. Right? Although, Bisman Azeh, that's not true. People can be verified, they still lie. Politicians still lie. They said something different the other day, right? They say, no, I never said that. But it's on video, you said that. Doesn't make a difference. So I don't know about that rule today. Rav Soloveitchik said that he doesn't know if this principle is true because Khrushchev got up in the United Nations and said there are no missiles in Cuba. How can he say that? They have pictures of it. They had pictures. He said there's no missiles. I'm telling you, there's nothing there.
It's
Mil Soloveitchik Leglui. Nobody will ever lie. So Bezman Azeh, I don't know if that. No, he said halachically. Bezman Azeh, is that even true? Will people not? But then nobody. If I'm going to be caught, I'm not going to lie. If I'm going to get caught, right? Okay. Anyway, ba the aid of Emo Minayan. What if he walks in with Edom? How do you know that's okay? Talmud Lomar, v'chiyogar itcha ger ba'artachem. Right? Ainli ela ba'aret. I would think that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why would I think that? Because it says ba'artachem, only in your land. B'chutz la'aretz Minayan. How do you know that even you can accept Gerim, even in Chutz Laaretz?
Why does the Gemara have to say but
the Gemara says that in a minute. The Gemara says that in a minute. Look at the Tosfos of Ainli Ela Ba'aretz. Ainli Ela Ba'aretz, Pirish. The Mekablin Gerim. That we accept Gerim, Afagaf, even though. The Chovas Haguf, he. Even though it's a Chovas Haguf. If it's a Chovas Haguf, it applies in the whole world. Tefillin apply in the whole world. Why? Because it's a chov on you. Yeah, Shemitah and Meiser and those things only apply in Israel. But this applies in the whole world. So why would I think that Gerim can only apply in Israel? It's a chov as a gov. Says Tosfos two answers. Number one, Kivon dechsev ba'aretz. Well, it does say ba'aretz. It says ba'aretzachem. Kidash kechon besof parakamet dekedushin. Kabe shiliach avadim v'ashmatas ksafim. Right? Sending out slaves and loans on Shemitah. That has nothing to do with the land. Yet, there are Gemaras that seem to imply, maybe it should only apply in Israel. Two, Inami, Ba'aretz, listen to this. Ba'aretz, lo chayshinon dilma hadribahu. We're not suspicious, we're not afraid in Israel they're going to go back. They're going to regret that they became Jewish. Mishum, dika shibcha de Eretz Yisrael. Such an unbelievable place, Israel. They're not going to go back. But America, so they became Jewish in America, so we're afraid they'll go back. I was a Havamina, only in Israel can become a Ger. Unbelievable, no? The Gemara is going to say this in a few minutes. What? Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, Itcha. B'chol makom she'itcha. No, wherever you happen to be. M.K. Ma Talmud Lomar Baretz. Why does it say Ba'aretz? So Gemara says Ba'aretz tzarech lahavi raya. In Ba'aretz, you have to bring a proof. Proof that what? Sure. Yeah, it says Rashi in top second line. Bebez din shenes gayer. Why? Shema givoni mahul. Maybe who? Maybe you're a givoni or an Arab. Umishom shivcha the Eretz Yisrael who dukamar hachi umishaker. You want to live in Israel so badly, you'll make up any lie. Echutz la'aretz, why? I want to live over here. No such desire. Therefore, bechutz la'aretz ain't tzarech lahavi raya divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim bein ba'aretz bein bechutz la'aretz tzarech lahavi raya. You have to bring a proof in both places. Ba hu ve'ed v'imo.
What did Moshe say before we believe him?
What?
What did Moshe say before we believe him? When you started, we said,
yeah. No, we don't believe him. Only if he comes with Edom. Bahu ve'edim imo krol lamali. I need a pasuk that if somebody comes with Edom, it's okay. What do I need a pasuk for that for? It's obvious, no? Amr of Sheshes, the Amri, no. Thank you so much. What the Edom say is not that we were there at the Vestin. No, that's not the Edom is saying. We heard that in that bezin around the corner, they gave him a geirus. The Amr of Sheshes, the Amr Shamanu Shenes Gayer, the bezin Shal Ploni. We heard that bezin gave him a geirus. So that the Chemin, I would have think. Lo Laham Nuhu, we don't believe such a thing. Hamash Malan, maybe in other places we don't accept that. Oh, I heard over there that they had Paskin that Ruven owed Shimon $100. I don't know if that would work, but here it works. Ba'aretz, then it said Ba'aretz, Ein li ela Ba'aretz. I only know in Israel. B'chotz la'aretz menayin. Tamad lamer itcha b'chol makom she'itcha. So the Gemara says, one second. V'apikte. We already used that word. We already used that word that we're not b'kabel gerim. That they have to know for sure someone's a ger. How could you use the same thing for two limudim? Chadam itcha v'chadam me'imach. One's from itcha and one's from imach. Then the Chacham Omrim bein ba'aretz bein b'chotz la'aretz tzarech la'avi raya. That we said that no matter what, you have to bring a raya in both places. I have a laksiv ba'aretz, but it does say ba'aretz. Doesn't that teach us anything? Now, even in Israel, we'll take gerim. So I would think mishum tivu to the Eretz Yisrael come megayri. The only being megayri so they can live in a great country. And even though today there isn't such a great country, but that back then it was not a thriving place. Nevertheless, so they're going to be supported somehow, rather than have to be a beggar. Oh, you'll still be a beggar, but at least by the goyim, they don't care about you. They'll let you starve. Kamash Malan, we'll still take you, even though you might have ulterior motives. We'll still take you, right? So one second, Aruch Lanai asks, the Gemara says that we're not going to accept Gerim, Yimos HaMashiach, and we didn't take Gerim by David and Shlomo. Why? Because everybody wants to be on the winning team. So what's the difference over here? Here we just said, even though, in other words, we don't take Gerim for ulterior reasons. By David and Shlomo, the ulterior reasons were so great, wouldn't take anybody. By Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, the ulterior reasons are going to be so tremendous, we're not going to take anyone. So how come over here not? How come over here we take? Maybe they're only doing it because they can get supported. It's a good welfare system. No one goes hungry. So maybe that's why we take you. So that's why they want to become geirim. So why are we taking them? You hear that, Kasha?
Yeah, same thing.
What?
Yeah.
Not the same thing. Why not?
Economical and political reasons.
Huh?
Economical and political reasons.
What do you mean, economical political reasons? They want food. These people are starving. Where's the food? Be a Jew, you'll have food. Alright, I'll be a Jew. God, alright.
That doesn't change your what you want to do. You just don't get the gozat. And as soon as the food stops.
Exactly, same thing over here. Mashiach comes, ooh, that's the true religion. My whole life was one big mistake. Alright, I'll become a Jew now. No, you can't come. It's the difference. So the Aruch Hanar says it's not the same thing. Right? Why not? Doesn't really say why not. Right? So he says, because...
So that we accept all the Yidden, that all the Gaim that were Magaya after Shushan, after Mitzvah Purim?
Because how many were Magaya?
It says many Gaim who call on my wife,
right,
many were Magaya.
So I hear. So the Aruch Lanai answers, because when Mashiach comes, the reason's so obvious. It's obvious. Here, it's not so obvious. I mean, yeah, okay, but It's not like what you said. Not the same. Can't really compare. Okay. Amr b'chia bar Abba Amr b'yochanan. Halacha. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chotz aretz, tzarech lahavi raya. You have to bring a raya that they became a ger. So pshita, yachid v'rab malacha kiya rabim. It's obvious. Malatayim, I would have thought, mistaber taimed Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's really right, to come as Sayale Kra, because he had a pasuk. Kamash Malan, we don't hold like that. And you have to bring a raya. Tadarabanan. It says in the Torah, Ushafatatam tzedek, bein ish, ubein achiv, ubein gero. Even between gerim. Mikan, amr Yehuda, ger, shenesgayer, bebezdin, harezeh ger. If you're Megayer in a Bezdin, that's a good Geirus. Beino, Beinatzmo, you yourself read some books, you can listen to some courses online, ain't no Geir, that's not good. Maise, listen to this story. This is actually quite hard, the Gemara is quite difficult. Maise Ba'echad, Shabalofne Rabbi Yehuda. A guy comes to Rabbi Yehuda, Va'amar, and he says to him, Amarlo, Nizgayarti Beino Le Beinatzmi. I became a Geir by myself.
Online.
Online Geirus, right. Amale Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh lecha Edim? You have any Edim? Amale Lav, no. Yesh lecha Banim? You have any kids? Kids are all enrolled in yeshiva. Right? Amale Lo. Amale Hain. Yes, I have children. Amale, listen to this psak. Neman ata lifso lezatzmacha. You're believed on yourself. So you, right? You are a guy, and you cannot marry a Jew. But you're not believed on your children. Okay? We don't believe you that you're slandering your children and you're calling your children non-Jews. That we don't believe you, and your children are Jews. So first of all, Tosfos asked, one second, it doesn't go by the man anyway. It doesn't matter what the man is. It doesn't matter. Look at Tosfos. One second. Tosfos says, "Neman ata lifsol zatzmecha." Skip down like five lines where it says, "V'im tomar." See the last words on the line, "V'im tomar." You see it?
Yeah.
Hey, chidami, what's this case? Im ishto ovedes kochavim. If the wife is a guy, some imanav shach, banav psulin. Those kids are goyim. Why the ain kari benecha ela bina? Because it goes by the wife. By the woman, and if she was Jewish, the kids are good. Why? The kaim alon over gochav and the ever abal bas Israel Vlad kosher. Even if he's a guy, right? The Vlad's a Jewish boy. So then it is the chitema. Skip all that. Then go down a few lines where it says v'yesh lomar, right? V'yesh lomar. You see the answer? Very bad answer. The hard answer. V'yesh lomar. The answer is the kasavar Rabbi Yehuda. Oved kochavim ve'eved haba abas Yisrael, havlad mamzer.
That's what you said.
The vlad's a mamzer. Not everyone agrees it's a Jew. It's a mamzer. So what Rabbi Yehuda told the guy was, I'm not believing you that your kids are mamzerim. No question they're Jewish. Because if the wife is a Jew, they're Jewish. That's what he said. I'm not believing you on the mamzerim's part. So they can marry whoever they want. You're a guy. Why? Because you admitted to me you got a gerus by yourself. The kids, they're totally Jewish. Not only are they Jewish, well, the wife is a Jew, of course they're Jewish. They're not even mamzerim. No. Why? They're not mamzerim.
How do you know the wife is Jewish?
Let's assume she is. If she's not, there's nothing to talk about. That's what Thompson's saying. If nothing to talk about if she's not. Of course she's a Jew. He was Megayer by himself. He married a good Jewish girl from Beis Yaakov. No question. Now they have kids. He comes and says to the Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, I'm a ger. When were you a ger? By myself. Witnesses? No. You have kids? Yeah, they're in yeshiva. Okay, so you're a guy, and the kids are fine. Not even mamzerim. They're not even mamzerim. What's the pshat in this? Right? See if we have seen a pshat in this in a minute. Okay. Now, So was Rabbi Yehuda said make any sense? The father's believed that he himself is a guy, right?
That he was a guy
and he still is a guy because you can't be Megayer by yourself. But the kids are full fledged Jews. They're not even Mizrahim.
How do you do that?
Right. So Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Abanam Lo Mehemdin. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that you're not believed on the kids? For Tanya, He says Yakir, that it says by a Bechor, the Yakir. You could tell, everyone thinks, that one in Shul is the Bechor. I remember his Bar Mitzvah was the first one we went to. Now, the father says, no, he wasn't really the Bechor. This one was the Bechor. I'm telling you, I know. He was taller, we put him first, oh, whatever it is. Yakir, Yakirenu, Lachirim. You can tell other people who really is the Bechor in your house. Mikad Amar Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomer Zebni Bechor. Your belief to say, that's the Bechor. Everyone thinks the other one's the Bechor. It's not true. Ukashem Sheneman Lomer Zebni Bechor. Just like your belief to say, that's the Bechor. Neman, Kach Neman Lomer, Beni Ze, Ben Gerushahu, O Ben Chalutzahu. Your also belief to say that son is a Ben Gerusha and a Ben Chalutza. Which means you did Navera. If you say that, you did something wrong. You're a Kohen. And you married a Gerusha, you had a son, you didn't tell anybody that she was a Gerusha, I guess, no, but whatever it is. Now you tell everybody, so we have a din that you're not allowed to make yourself into a Rasha. Right? Right? You know what I mean? It's a Rasha. So the Ritva gives two answers. Not sure. The first answer I don't understand. Then he says that. That he says I'm not sure what these answers are. I don't understand them.
It's a good question,
obviously. Yeah, it's two answers. What you don't say. I give you the answer. You don't say that you make himself into a Rasha only when you're answering yourself.
Right.
Here it doesn't matter that you married a Gerusha. There's no consequences. There are only consequences for children. So for that you believed. There's no consequences.
No, he's asking,
I'm
married
in
the case of the
ger.
How about a person
say,
I'm not Jewish?
He said, I had a gerish by myself. I did it online. I didn't know that wasn't good. I didn't know that. I thought I'm doing the right thing.
So the end, he's
everything you can do online today, right? So I went online, I got a gerish. I didn't know. After the whole best thing, I didn't know that. So, remember who this is? You have kids? Yeah, they're all in yeshiva. I'm all from. I go to shul every shop. I'm sorry, you're not Jewish. The kids are. What kind of split is that? So we're flushing it out. So v'chacham omrim eino neman, and the chacham say you're not believed, right? So why? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why aren't you believed about your kids? You believe by a bechor. You believe to say my kids are illegitimate. You believe to say all that. It's not going to be not believed over here. Omrav Nachman by Yitzchak hachi kamarle. Here's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Lidvarecha, according to you guys, right? According to you guys, that what? That a geiris by yourself online is not a good geiris. Va'ovigachavim ata, ve'ein edus la'ovigachavim. So then he's a guy.
So he can't say
it.
So he
can't say it.
Can't say it on his kids either.
You hear this? So why are his kids Jewish though? Why? We said there's no question. Why are they not mamzerim? Why are they not mamzerim? According to Tosfos, no. If the mother's Jewish, they're Jewish. What's this whole business? What's this whole Gemara about?
Like the
Gemara.
Yeah,
the
Gemara. Exactly.
Ravina Amar Hachi Kamar Le Yeshlecha Banim Hain. He said to me, "You have kids? Yeah. Yeshlecha Bnei Banim. You have grandchildren." Hain, yes. They're also all in yeshiva. Everyone's here good. So Amalei, Nemanata Lismal Bincha, you're able to passel your son. However, Viyata Neman Lismal Bnei Bincha, but you can't passel your grandchildren. Why not? Tanya Namihachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Neman Adam Lomer Al Benoa Katan, Ve'eno Neman Al Benoa Gadol. You believed on your small son, you not believe on your big son. What does that mean? It doesn't mean small and big. Cotton mamish, gadol mamish. It doesn't mean small son and big son. What it means? What does it mean? El cotton. What does it mean? Cotton. V'yeshlo banim. El cotton. V'yeshlo banim. Zeh gadol. If you have children from him, it could be he's the youngest one you have. But he has children already. He already made you a grandfather. Then that's considered a gadol, right? You're not believed on that. Why not? Because you're not believed on grandchildren. Gadol ve'ein lo banim. Zeu katan, that's considered a katan. Vehilchas hakavaseh de Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that what? Vehilchas Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that you're not believed to passel your children. By the way, there's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos, when it says over here, the reason why you're not believed on your children and not your grandchildren is because the pasuk says bincha, only your sons. This is an issue, vayakir, not grandchildren. So there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So your grandchildren, you're not believed. So therefore, what? Therefore, they're good. They're Jewish. Does that now revert back to the son? Well, how did they get Jewish? They came out of the sky, right? So obviously they didn't come out of the sky. They came from somewhere. Where'd they come from? They came from parents. So that will re-kasher the parents. It's a machlokas if that happens, right? Anyway, I v'hatani kavasid de Ravina. I would say we hold like Ravina. Yeah, no, that's a hula in yakir gidmar. That's only regarding the Bechor issue. That we believe a guy says, no, that's not really my Bechor. I know his bar mitzvah was first, but he's not really the Bechor. That we believe him. Okay? Next. Interesting, famous Gemara. The famous Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Ger sheba shit lehizkayer. A ger that wants to convert. Bizman hazeh. Omer lo. Ma ra'az lebaz lehizkayer. What do you want to become a ger for? Why are you doing this? Yetzi yodea, don't you know? She swell bizman hazeh. That bizman bizman hazeh is divuyim. They're divuyim. How do they translate that word?
Persecuted.
Dechufim. Pushed. Sechufim.
Oppressed.
Meturafin. Agitated, right? All confused.
Harassed.
V'yisurim bom aleihem. And they have nothing but misfortune. And there's something called Masechtas Gerim, which is like a little Masechta. And it says over there more. It says, listen to this. V'kovrim banim ubnei banim. They bury children. They bury grandchildren. V'neheragim. And they're killed. Al hamila. Amila, al tevila, ashar kol mitzvos, v'im nogin b'farhesia, v'einam nogin b'farhesia b'shar kol umos. They don't go in public like other people. They don't have the same status of in public as other people, right? So you want to do that? Someone told me in the shul, we were watching on Aracheva. They had a video. I didn't see it, but he told me about it. There was a guy in California in one of the colleges, and he what?
It's great.
You saw it? And he put a flag, an ISIS flag, and he's, death to America, right? He's screaming, death to America, and people are just walking by. And he put up an Israeli flag. For like 10 minutes he did that. Then he put up an Israeli flag for 10 minutes. And everyone came over to him, you low life, you horrible, right? It's amazing. Right? So you want to become part of this nation. So, Im Omar, listen to this. Yodayani, I know. The Eni Kedai, and Eni Kedai, and I'm not even worthy to be part of this people. That's what he says. Oh, Makadon Oso Miyad. Then we accept him. Now, umodiyin oson mixas mitzvos kalos, umixas mitzvos chamurus. You tell him a little bit about mitzvos. Don't overdo it, because he'll run away. Right? You tell him a little bit. A little bit kalos, a little bit chamuros. Right? Umodiyin oson avon leket chichu peyu maiser oni. And you tell him the severity of not keeping leket chichu peyu and maiser oni. Why those? The Gemara will ask it on Amid Beis. The question is better than the answer. Umodir also own shen shal mitzvos, and you tell him a little bit about the punishments. Omrim lo, haviyadeh, don't you know shaad shalom bas lamidazu? Now, don't you know that until you do this, achal techelev yet to onish kares, yein chelev, nothing happened to you. Chilal to Shabbos yet to onish skila. You machal Shabbos, nothing, not Shabbos by you. V'achshav achal techelev onish kares, chilal to Shabbos onish skila. It's a whole different world. Ukeshem shemodiyin also onshin shal mitzvos, just like you tell him about the onshim, kach modiyin also matan scharin. So do you tell him about the schar? That what? Omrim lo haviyadei. You should know shalom haba ena also el tzadikim. Olam bas for tzadikim. V'yisrael bezman hazeh and Yisrael bezman hazeh ena yichom lekabel lo lerov tova v'lo lerov peronios. Not too good, not too bad. What does that mean? Not too good, not too bad? We're not too good over here, we're not too bad over here. The Aruch HaNer says, like, what is that? He leaves it to Tzorach. What are you telling them? Right? The Ein Marbin Olav, you don't tell them too many Averis, you don't pile it on too high. The Ein Medaktik in Olav, and you're not so medaktik, you don't have to tell them every Prat and every Mishnah Brura, you don't have to do that. Kibel, you accept him, he says, I'll do it, I don't mind. If he accepts, malan osom miyad. You give him a bris milah right away. Now, the Gemara has a whole tangent over here. Nishtai rubo tzitzin ha-ma'akvinet ha-milah. If you leave over some flesh, that doesn't really make the milah of complete milah. Chozin malan osom shni, you got to do it a second time. Nisrape, he gets better. Matbilan osom miyad. You put him in the mikvah right away. What do you see from here? The milah comes first. Right? Whole hak in the Rishonim. What if you gave him the tefillah first? That's why does he go to the mikvah after the milah? He doesn't want him. So what's the story with that?
Listen, he didn't really study, did he? He just
what?
Told him a few mitzvahs and then he accepted him preparing for a year.
Right. And I saw a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss who says there's nothing mentioned about hashkafa. You tell him about the Yud Gimel Ikrim. You tell him nothing mentioned. It's a fascinating idea. And Guy says, you know what? I don't want to believe that that Moshe is the greatest Navi. I just want to do the Gimel Ikrim. The Apostolim? I'll do every mitzvah, every Mishnah Brura, every Rabbi Yashav's Chumra, I'll do it all. But I don't believe that. What's the story with that? Imagine that till 2013, no one asked that kasha. Maybe someone did. Rosh Weiss has a bigger breadth of shalos and tshuvas than I do. And he's in his tshuva sefer. I thought that was a fascinating tshuva. Fascinating. You know?
But here's some idea that teach him a few things, give him some ideas, and he
right, so there has to be, if someone's doing it for the right reasons, so there has to be some kind of spark. Nobody wakes up one morning, oh, I'm going to become a Jew. Right? Nobody does that. Right? So there has to be some spark. So there has to be something. Right. So you have people. I'll be Makabal, not I don't care what it says. Right? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it worked.
Right. People talk about conversion classes.
They have it.
This doesn't sound like it's classes. Like,
correct.
A few things,
correct. And then it says, Shnei Talmid HaChamim Omdim Al Gabav. Two Talmid HaChamim stand over him. Umodir. But the Gemara is going to change that to three. Because the Eden three, right? Umodin also on mitzvahs, chamuros. According to most, this is the second time. You tell him different things now. More things. Taval, fa'ala, he goes to mikvah, he comes up. Hareo ki Yisrael l'chal dvarav. He's a Jew in all respects. Isha, a woman, nash, if it's a woman converting, so nashi moshivos osa b'mayim ad tavara, she goes into the water up to her neck. Now, Ushnei Tamil Chachamim Omdilam Bachutz, the two Tamil Chachamim are standing, the Gemara is going to change it to three, Umodin also, Mitzvahs Kalas, Umitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamuras. Right? And they tell the same story. Then the Mishnah, this Brisa here, says a very cryptic statement. Echad Ger, the Echad Eved Meshuchar. Whether it's a Ger or an Eved becoming free, it seems to be the same story. Okay? Now, more. Ubumakom shenida tovelas sham. In a place where nida goes to the mikvah, meaning a good mikvah, ger ve'evin meshuch or tovel. Same kind of mikvah. It's all mikvah the same. Every mikvah is the same. Wait, Tosas, what am I mentioning that for? V'chal davar shechotzeitz betvila, chotzeitz beger ve'evin meshuch for ubunida. And anything that's a chatzitza, it's a chatzitza for a ger, and for a nida, and for an evin. It's all the same halachas. Now we're going to dissect that whole brisa. Amar Mar, Ger Shabbos Lehisgayer, a Ger that comes, Omlo, we tell him, Maraz Shabbos Lehisgayer. Why do you want to become a Ger? Umodiyin also mitzvahs mitzvahs kalots, umitzvahs mitzvahs chamuros. And you tell him a little bit of hard and easy mitzvahs. My time of why? The e parish, nafros. If he says, I had enough, I can't do it. You can't do it. Damar B'chelbo, Kashim Gerim li Yisrael kitapachas. Gerim are difficult for the Jewish people to bear, like tzaras. Dechsev, like it says, v'nilva hager alehem v'safchu al beis Yaakov. Why is that? Why are they hard to bear? So Rashi says over here, lashon tapachas. It's a lashon of, I mean the Rashi of the big Rashi, Damar Mar, Kashim Gerim, lashon tapachas. So Rashi, why would you think that they're hard to bear, Gerim? Why would you think that?
Because they all want to know answers. They have questions all the time.
It could bother you a lot, right? That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the exact opposite. Lashon Tapachas, She'oksin Ma'aseim Arishonim, because they don't really become full Geirim, they're still doing their pagan Geisha Minhagim, Lomdim Yisrael Mehem, and the Jews learn from that. I never would have said this shot in a million years.
In a million years, right?
Right? Oh, or Somchin Aleim.
They're saying they influence the Jews.
Correct. Oh, Somchin Aleim, Bishav Heter. You rely on them, his Isav Heter. Oh, the Ger knows everything. Well, he says it's Mutter. Who went in the roof? Right? That's one shot. That's what Rashi says over here. The Rambam says a different shot. The Rambam says because. The Rambam says because most listen to this Rambam. Most people become Gerim not L'shem Shemayim. Right? And they have, and what that's going to lead Jews astray. Because they're not really sincere. Right? And once they become Gerim, it's hard to get rid of them. So they're going to lead Jews astray. I wouldn't have said that in a million years either.
What are the percentages like that?
I agree with that.
What?
I agree with that. Most Gerim that you see, the ones
are not sincere.
Are doing it for different reasons.
Right.
Marriage, usually.
Right, right. Interesting insight. There is the reason what you said. Rashi, in some place else, says that reason. Because they're so enthusiastic, they make us all look bad. Rashi does say that in some place else.
Like Nineveh almost. Like
what?
Like
right, right. They become Gerim. They're so enthusiastic. Everything by them is brand new. They're so enthusiastic. And we're a bunch of schleppers. It makes us look a little bad. That reason is given. But that no one says that here. Okay. Then the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, the Brisa said, Umodin osan ovo leka chichupel umayser oni. My time of why? So, this is very difficult, Gemara. Amr b'chir bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan, Ben Noach nerag al pachas mishava pruta. A Ben Noach is killed if he steals less than a shava pruta. Okay? Ben Noach's not allowed to steal. If there'd be a way to give justice for that, then it'd be even less than a shava pruta. V'lo nitin li shava. And you can't give it back. Can't give it back. Why? There's nothing like that about giving it back. So therefore, you want to read the parentheses? So what was the answer? Not sure what the answer was. So Rashi says, it's a little below where we are, where it says, Lishna achrina, modim osan avon leket shechupeya, right? Howell, since, vehein makpidin ala mamon kol kach, they're very makpid on their money, ki da'amar d'nerag al pachas mishav apruta, they even kill unless in a pruta. They're really, really mocked on their money. They're really a bunch of stingy people. Modinos on avon leket, right? We tell them, by the way, you have to give away a lot of tzedakah here. Jewish people give a lot of tzedakah. Leket, shikka, pig. Doesn't end. Shema yachzeba meluzkar. It might change their mind. The one thing you tell them, how many things do you tell them? How many mitzvahs were specified?
Nothing.
Only leket chikabe. You don't tell them about Shabbos. Now we're going to have the story with Rus. We're going to have a whole bunch of mitzvahs that were mentioned. What the connection between these mitzvahs are, I have no idea. But then it says v'lashon zeh ikar. Rashi had a different pshat about warning them. Hasra, whole thing. Dimishum taima kama my lashon oven leket chikupe yodiu sheyal kutu ani and bisadeu. Okay, he had a different pshat which he didn't like. Anyway, fine. Then we said, the ain marvim alav, the ain medaktikin alav. You don't tell them too much, and you're not so medaktik about every detail. Let it go. Amar balaz amaykra. What's the pasuk for that? The chiv, it says that nami saw rus. It says v'chiv, it says v'teire ki misamet hasi. What does that mean in English? She was determined. Lo leches ata v'techta el dabrei la. So she didn't talk to her anymore. She let it go. That's it. I said enough. Amar she's amrulei. Amrulay, she told her, Asir lon Tchum Shabbos. By the way, you know such a thing as Tchum Shabbos. So it's a whole hack now. Is this a Doraisa? Is it a Durabanan? She would tell her a Durabanan. So some say no. She told her, Nami told us, there's a Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. That's, everyone holds this Doraisa. You can't walk outside Yud Beis Mil. The problem is that the Targum there by in Rus doesn't say that. It says something about 2,000 Amos. So it's a whole discussion. Why would she tell her a Durabanan? Right? So what did Rus answer back? Ba'ashotechi eilech, will you go, I go. Right? Will you go, I go. Next, asalon yichud. Is it an issue of yichud? Right? Don't worry about it. Kasher Talini, Olin, where you sleep, I sleep. I don't care, it's fine. Mafkidin Sheish Meos V'yud Gimel Mitzvos. There's such a thing as called 613 Mitzvos. Don't worry, Imcha Ami. Whatever your nation does, I do. Whole discussion, she said 613. Women don't keep 613. What did it mean? Did she mean, well, it's on the husband? It's in the, you're still in the parsha.
613 either.
What?
We don't keep 613.
Right. You're in the parsha of 613.
People,
it's funny because it's very rare that the Gemara ever mentioned 613. Very rare. Anyway, Asil and Avodas Kochavim, you gotta worship idols. Even Goyim can't worship idols. What'd you tell her? Different standards. Elokecha Elokai, right? Your God is my God. Arba Misos, now Rashi tells us, Arba Misos Nimsu Lebesdin. There are four Misos we have. It's a very strict religion. You do one little infraction, you get a Misa, right? You carry some potatoes on a Shabbos, you get Misa for that. Don't worry, Bashar Tamusi Amos, where you die, I die. Not only that, she tells her, Beis Kvarim Nimsu Lebesdin. There are two cemeteries. You have the cemetery for the Kalos and for the Chamuros. So what does she answer back? Visham, Visham Ekaber. I'll be buried there. She doesn't say what she said every other time. Wherever you're buried, I'll be buried. Because she can't say that. What does she say? It's okay. I don't mind wherever they bury me.
I thought they converted when the sons got married then. What happened to that? My sons married.
No, so apparently they didn't. Miyad, right away, Vateriki Misametzesi. She thought she was determined. Okay, I said enough. I mentioned a few things. None of it scared her away. That's it.
As a kid, you will know that they converted with the when the sons married.
Yeah. Next, Kibel Malan Osamiyad My Taima. What do you? Shehuy Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. Once you want to do a mitzvah, you don't delay it. Then we said the Shari Botisim Akven Samila Kidatnan Elohe the Tiksin Akven Samila. These are the fleshy parts that are Akiv Amila Basar Hachofes Rova Atara. The basar that covers the majority of the top of the male organ. And the ain't ochel b'truma. You can't eat truma because you're not considered having a bris milah. Why that one halacha stuck in here? The ain't ochel b'truma. I don't know. They talk about it. The Amar v'yirmiya ba'ava Amar Rav basar hachova rov gvoa shal Torah. The height of the male organ. Okay, I don't know what that is. Nisrape matbilan osomiyad. Nisrape in low and nisrape low. But you have to wait till the person becomes better before you can go back into the mikvah. My time. Why? Mishum demaya marzi maka. Because the water can affect the wound. Right, change it to say three. Then we said, Taval va'ala hareu kisol chal davar, the ma'il chasa, regarding what? Regarding what is he a Jew and always regarding what? The e hadar beo makadish pas Yisrael. Yisrael, you can go listen to this. The e hadar be. Let's say, I don't want to be religious anymore. Can you go back to being a goy? No, there's no such thing. No such thing. He's a Jew for the rest of his life. Umakadish bas Yisrael. And if he marry, if he's Makadish, a Jewish girl, Yisrael mumer Karinan bay, he's considered a non-Jewish person, a non-frum person. Kedusha, kedusha. It's a good kedusha. A non-Jewish person, a non-frum person who gives a woman a kedusha, it's valid. He's Jewish, just not frum. Same thing over here. It never gets undone. Then we said, Echad Ger, V'echad Eved, Meshuchwer, Sogadaitach, Lekabel of all mitzvahs. So I thought, what does that mean? That they're both the same. So I would have thought it's regarding mitzvahs. For a minute, 1 second. The Medivar Mur Beger, Avav Eved Meshuchwer, Ein Sarach Lekabel. He already did mitzvahs. He did mitzvahs like a woman. He knows what it is. He knows what being Jewish is all about, never Kanani. He's already doing mitzvahs like a woman. Amr Vshesh Lokasha, Harab Shimon Ben Elazar, Harabanon, it's a machlokes. And we'll get to this machlokas tomorrow about the Yifas Tohar. We'll do it all tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.